This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault. 20 minutes left in the show, taking you until Sports Grind. They come your way on many of these same affiliates at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We heard from Joel Blank, radio host here at ESPN 97.5. in Houston to get the perspective on the Astros. So I wanted to bring on my good friend, a radio host in Boston at 980 WCAP, covers the Red Sox. That, of course, is Alex Lebowitz, who joins us now on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Alex, how are you, my friend? You ready for game three?
I'm doing well. I am. I'm excited. It's going to be a fun one today, and it's actually a day game. So, you know, I have a 4:30 a.m. wake-up call. It'll be nice to go to bed a little bit earlier tonight.
No, that means you're not going to stay up for the NO, then. You're just locked into the American League, your Red Sox, and that's it.
Yeah, no, I can't afford that. I went to the game Sunday night, didn't get home until about, you know, midnight, 4 hours of sleep. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, I've been there many times, my friend. I don't blame you. Let's start with game two because, you know, if you're the road team, and I talked about this with our guest from Houston last hour, if you're the road team going in, the Astros, you know, your goal is to try and get that split. But after you win game one and you see for the Boston Red Sox, David Price is on the mound in game two against Gerrit Cole, you know, you're probably thinking, hey, Houston's got a great chance to go up 2-0, and they had the lead. Gerrit Cole had his worst game since 2017. He gave it right back. I felt like the Astros really missed an opportunity to take a stranglehold of the series and go up 2-0. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, when you're going up against David Price, who has been brutal his entire career in the postseason, you got to take advantage of that, especially when you have a guy like Gerrit Cole on the mound. But when your starting pitcher just doesn't get the job done, there's not much he can do. They put a four spot up on Price. But that Red Sox lineup's tough, and they really took advantage of opportunities on Sunday. It was a must-win for them, and they played like it.
No question about that. Would you start David Price in another game this series? I mean, you know, the Red Sox fan, they gave him an ovation leaving the mound. The guy couldn't get through five innings, and, you know, that's where the standard has been for this guy who's just had his issues, of course, in the postseason. But looking ahead, you know, would you start David Price in, you know, a game five, game six of this series?
I don't think you have a choice. Who else are you going to put in there? I don't trust Eduardo Rodriguez personally. I think he's too inconsistent. And the reality is you need David Price to pitch well in order for this team to win a World Series or at least be serviceable on the mound. So by default, you have to go with David Price and just hope he pitches, you know, as well or maybe a little bit better, dare I say, than he did in game two. They have the lineup to put some runs on the board. They just need David Price to give him a shot.
No question about that. We're chatting with Alex Lebowitz, WCAP Radio in Boston. Follow him on Twitter at Alex_Lebowitz. I want to get your thoughts on a couple of the other extracurricular storylines involving this series. Let me start with Alex Bregman. I'm sure you've seen it. His Instagram story of a montage of home runs that the Astros hit against Nathan Eovaldi when Eovaldi was with the Tampa Bay Rays. Gamesmanship, you know, cheap shot. What are your thoughts on that? Does it have any impact whatsoever on today's game?
I think it's just gamesmanship. I personally wouldn't want someone on the Red Sox doing that. We saw last series Aaron Judge playing New York as he was leaving Fenway Park after game two. And I think that was bulletin board material for the Sox. You don't want to give this team any motivation. And, you know, I wouldn't do it personally. But with Alex Bregman, he's a guy who's proven himself in the postseason. He can play in big moments. So if anyone's going to get away with it, I guess it's going to be him. I think it just adds to the storyline, personally. As a fan, I love it. As if I were on the Red Sox, I'd hate it and use it as motivation. I think we see this a lot. And I don't know if it really has any bearing or really any impact on what the result's going to be.
I think I agree with you there. We're talking with Alex Lebowitz, WCAP radio host in Boston, all things about Game 3 of the American League Championship Series coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern time here at Minute Maid Park in Houston. What are your thoughts on Nathan Eovaldi? You know, since he was acquired at the trade deadline by Boston, he's had some unbelievable starts. He was great against the Yankees in Game 3 of the Divisional Series. What are your thoughts on how Eovaldi has been as a member of the Red Sox and how you think he matches up with this Astros lineup?
I think he's been huge. You just heard me mention it. There's no depth in the starting rotation. You need David Price out there. Without Eovaldi, I don't know where the Red Sox would be at this point. You saw him in the ALDS against the Yankees, and albeit he's had the Yankees numbers, a guy like that who pitches high in the zone and fast, he's perfect matchup for that team. I don't know if that's going to translate. His pitching style is going to translate as well in this game, but he was electric at Yankee Stadium last round. I expect to see a decent start from him today. He's someone who's definitely impressed me, and you think about a guy, Dave Dombrowski, the GM for the Sox, and he's gotten a lot of flack for not bringing in any bullpen help during the regular season before the trade deadline. But Nathan Eovaldi has been a huge impact player, and you could argue the same for Steve Pierce, who was a midseason acquisition as well. So Eovaldi's definitely been impressive, and he's a guy who you definitely need down the stretch.
Dallas Keuchel starting for the Astros in the Game 3. And Dallas Keuchel, he does have very good numbers in his career in the postseason. 9 playoff starts, 3.28 ERA. But against the Red Sox, this includes the postseason, a 7.46 career ERA. What has it been with Keuchel and the Red Sox that the Red Sox have been able to have so much success against one of the better pitchers in baseball the last few years?
Well, they've always had some great right-handed batters, which always helps when you go going up against some elite left-handed pitchers. But I don't know. I think a guy like Keuchel, you look at him, he struggled in September. He had a decent start last round. But I don't know. I give the pitching matchup edge to the Red Sox tonight. I think this is a lineup that you just saw tear up Gerrit Cole, and it's a lineup that's capable of hitting good pitching. And given the history between Keuchel and the Red Sox, I expect today won't be the best outing for Dallas.
Pushing the odds, Jake Asman filling in for Matt Perrott. Alex Lebowitz joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Alex, of course, works from 980 WCAP Radio in Boston. There's been some talk here in Houston, Alex, some controversy about whether or not the Red Sox pitchers maybe are using some pine tar or some sort of illegal substance on the mound. What are your thoughts on that? Is that getting any play in Boston, or is it really not that big of a deal and people here in Houston are just kind of looking for something?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I haven't heard of a lot of people have mentioned it. I've seen it a lot on Twitter, especially from Yurkin, the Yankee fans. They're going back to when, who was it? Severino was caught using pine tar last year. So no, it's not getting any play. I think that's something that happens a lot in the MLB. It's just whether or not the other team or the umpire catches on to it. It's going to happen. It shouldn't happen. It's against the rules, and you should never never take that stuff lightly. But I mean, you have to be naive to think that other teams don't do it, other pitchers don't do it. And I don't think it has. It's another thing that doesn't, you know, affect the game all that much, in my opinion.
Interesting perspective there. Alex Lebowitz with us. Follow him on Twitter at Alex_Lebowitz. So going into the series, I thought the Astros had a huge advantage because of the fact I didn't trust the Red Sox bullpen. But I must admit, Alex, you know, really, since that game one of the divisional series against the Yankees where they were shaky, the Sox bullpen has done a really nice job. Now it's involved using some starters like Rick Porcello at times. We saw Chris Sale be used in that game four of the divisional series out of the pen. But overall, are you surprised at how well the Sox bullpen has pitched to this point in the postseason?
Absolutely. Went into this postseason, the Red Sox guy was the only one really out of the bullpen. Pretty bizarre world in Boston. They've had to use Porcello, who's been dynamite, coming in the eighth inning spot. They had to use Sale last week in game four. Overall, pleasantly surprised with his bullpen, and especially guys like Ryan Brazier, who's a journeyman, 31 years old, and barely played in the MLB prior to this season. Matt Barnes, who's been in the Red Sox system for a while, who's shown up when it matters. But overall, it's been surprising. But again, Craig Kimbrell's the one guy I worry about. Can he perform down the stretch here to finish out the ALCS and maybe the World Series? Because we saw it in Game 2. We saw it last series in Game 4. And he's been struggling. So that's the biggest question mark. But even with that, you have to be pleased with the rest of that bullpen.
With the issues with Kimbrell, is it something that was plaguing him at the end of the regular season? Or is it just, you know, the postseason, he hasn't pitched well for whatever reason? Maybe the moment's getting to him? Or is there some other reason why Kimbrell hasn't looked like the dominant elite closer we've seen in his career?
You know, I wish I had an answer for that. He's someone who was pitching well all year, but he has his moments where he just crumbles. And that's not something you want to see out of a closer. He's a guy who, you know, you're not going to rely on for a four-out save because he needs a clean inning. If the lead is too big, he'll give it up or make it a close game. And once in a while, he gives up the long ball. This playoffs, he's been, you know, less than perfect, and that's not something you want to see. I don't know why that's been the case. I don't think it's because he's crumbling in the big moment. Maybe it can be something mental, but a lot of it's coming down to location and just trying to be consistent, and he just hasn't been lately.
It's with us. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Alex_Lebowitz. He works for WCAP 980 Radio in Boston. Alex, before I let you go, how about a prediction for the rest of the series? Who you got later today, and who do you have winning the whole thing?
You know, I tweeted out earlier today. I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic with this team. I think they're going to take at least two out of the next three games. I'm winning tonight. I have them winning tomorrow with Porcello on the mound and Charlie Morton, who hasn't pitched over 70 pitches since September 8th on the mound for the Astros. And I think game five is a toss-up. But I think at the very least we're going to see this series maybe go back to Boston with the Red Sox up 3-2.
That's Alex Lebowitz. Once again, his Twitter handle is at Alex_Lebowitz. You can follow him for all his coverage of the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros. Alex, appreciate your time this afternoon. Enjoy the game later.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Jake.
That's Alex Lebowitz. And now it's time for a Let's Talk Wheels, and it's brought to you by Mike Herzing and our friends at Jeep.
This is Mike Herzing, Let's Talk Wheels, from an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. How many times in the last year have you found yourself driving when you were really tired? I know I'm guilty, and a new study says a third of all drivers are guilty too. Did you know that exhaustion is a factor in one out of five fatal crashes in the U.S.? And that research shows that a driver who has slept less than 5 hours increases the chance of a crash by 4 times. It's the same risk as driving drunk. Sleepy drivers can't keep their eyes open, they drift in the lanes, and they can't remember the last few miles they drove. Sometimes you're a lot more tired than you think. Half of the drivers that crashed said they were just fine before falling asleep. Well, they thought they were. Did you know that less than 4 hours of sleep increases the risk of a crash 11 times? For everybody's sake, folks, please make an effort to get plenty of sleep before hitting the road. Please be safe, folks. This is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels, who brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. That's the new letstalkwheels.com.